Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Seven on the Mike Calvin Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
This is Flat Earth, Wind and Fire.
Do you remember? We go to the hotline and welcome to the show a guy you may have heard on some of the most popular podcasts, including our friend Chris Jericho's. This is David Weiss, the Flat Earth expert. David, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Brian Callen was in the studio with us last Friday when we initially had you booked to be on the show. And he was talking about how entertaining and crazy you are all at the same time.
Well, he says I'm crazy, but he thinks we live on a spinning ball flying through an infinite vacuum. It's 2021.
I mean, every scientist thinks that. Every scientist. All right, so let me ask you. I'm going to ask you the question, and I'm sure you probably have answers for all the questions, but this is the one that's
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one that's most obvious to me, and I'm not. I'm a guy who learns. I may end up hanging up the phone from you and saying, "Well, goddamn, our Earth is flat." I don't know, but my number one question is, why would they not tell us? What this isn't like. This isn't like saying, "Hey, once we got scientific and space exploration, we were able to see that we were wrong. In fact, the Earth is flat and it's in a dome or whatever you say." And what is like the fear of that? Like, why can they just say, "Hey, now we're smart and we know"?
Yeah, there's a big problem with that. Normally, that question comes up mid-conversation. I try to hold it for the end, but you guys lead off with it, and that well, actually shows me that you guys are smart.
It's the obvious question. Like, I'm into the information, and I want to know how you came about it and all that stuff. But I mean, that's the obvious question. Why
the lie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really a really big question, and the answer is it's all about control. Government means to control. Ment is the mind. Govern the mind. So they need to control our minds because we live in a very special place, and they don't want us to know that. They want us to think that we live on a tiny speck, flying through an infinite godless or distant god universe, where an asteroid could take us out at any time, and we live on this prison planet where there's really no more, and that we are just random accidents flying through, you know, cosmic dust. Versus the truth that we are at the center of creation, that nobody has dominion over us, that we have true power. And then once you have your feet planted on that firm ground and understand who you are, what you are, where you are, then all of a sudden you can see, and they can stop you stop falling for all of the nonsense that's being pulled over our eyes. When I say nonsense, every single thing on the news, every single thing is nonsense.
Okay, so let me ask you,
because we're lost in space.
You clearly are a guy who's educated yourself. You believe this. You have your feet firmly planted on the center of creation. What has it done for you?
It's changed everything. My life, you know, I used to say, when I was first learning about this, I was dragged in kicking and screaming. I didn't want to look at it. People suggested Flat Earth to me, and I banned them from our social media, from our podcast, for even suggesting such a thing.
Right.
So, but then I was forced to look, and I went in with a bias, not with an open mind. I went with a bias to disprove Flat Earth and prove the globe. And 2 weeks later, I came out the other side holding my head going, "Oh, my God, we don't live on a spinning ball." And then everything unwound. So how does it change? Well, I used to have my own company. I used to I was making a very, very healthy living, and I walked away from it all. And I now have this more amazing life. I have more amazing friends. I have more amazing connections. I am healthier. There's so much to it, but you have to let that develop for yourself once you understand.
Did you just have a better life because you just became Flat Earth guy? Like, that's well, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. You just got a gimmick now.
You know the no, it's not a gimmick. You know the documentary with Keanu Reeves, The Matrix.
Yes,
right.
The documentary.
At the beginning, he's depressed. He's something's wrong. He can't figure it out. He's like depressed. He's in bed, and then when he finally figures out who he is at the end of the movie, look at the Keanu at the end of the movie versus the Keanu at the beginning of the movie. And that's a great analogy of how people are right now. People are lost. Their souls know the truth, but their conscious mind is lost in space, and they have this separation.
Let me jump around a little bit. So, first of all, I'll give you a little thing on me. I don't necessarily believe. I don't know. I like most people. I don't really buy into the whole. I was raised Catholic, but I don't believe any of it anymore. I believe when you die, you sit in dirt, and that's it. But space, the infinite galaxies that are out there. It's ridiculous to think we're the only ones here, especially recently with all the stuff captured on. How does aliens and space and all that stuff? Interact with a flat Earth? Is there a significance there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to unwind right there. So what's more ridiculous than us being the only people in this giant universe is the idea of a giant universe. Space doesn't exist as you've been told. You've been programmed your entire life with every movie, every television show, every cartoon, everything all about infinite space. And that's not what space is at all. We don't live in a solar system. We live in the Earth system. And everything we see in the sky is within the Earth system. That sounds crazy. But when you look at it, when you illustrate it and you see it, then you're like, oh, my God, that makes perfect sense. That's why if you go out tonight and look at the stars at 10 p.m. or midnight or whatever, next year, same night, same time, those stars are in the exact same place as they were, even though we're billions of miles from where we are. We're in the heliocentric universe because we're flying at 500,000 miles an hour, going in four directions at once. Nothing ever changes because the sky is a perfect clock. The problem is all of this information is being hidden from you. In the last 5 years, Google has censored all of this information. It's so difficult to find. So I created an app that will help you find this information. And I have a challenge for your listeners. You think I'm crazy? This app costs $2.99. Get it, watch the videos on it. Every day there's a new video. And anybody that can come up with one proof of the globe gets their money back, $2.99, and a Bitcoin. You guys know what a Bitcoin is, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a Bitcoin that I will transfer to anybody for one proof of the globe.
So you're saying right now, if somebody can prove to you that the globe is round, and as we have been told it has been since the beginning of time, you will send them a Bitcoin worth approximately $30,000+.
It's approaching 40. It'll be 50 by the end of the month, in my opinion.
Well, I hope you're right. Okay. Okay. Now, a couple more questions here. What is stopping us from going to the edge?
Yeah, so the edge is, the Earth is not a disc flying in space with other round planets out there. That is a total misconception. That's disinformation. That's from the Flat Earth Society, which is a government-controlled website that is there to,
steer you
and make you laugh at Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Think of the Earth like a puddle. A puddle is a body of water at the low point in the land, and the edge of the puddle is just the land that's higher. Now think of a pond, it's a bigger puddle, and a lake is a bigger puddle, right? The edge of the lake is just the land that's higher than the lake, right? Right. And if there's islands in the middle, we'll call those the continents. Now look at the world ocean. The world ocean is just a giant pond. The surrounding edge that is the land that's higher, we call that Antarctica. Antarctica is the highest land on Earth. If you went to Antarctica, the land is like 100, 200 feet above your head, okay? It's the highest land on Earth. We live in the Antarctic Basin. The Earth is 70% water. Water at rest lays flat. It's measurably flat. We've measured it with lasers, with microwaves, with over frozen lakes. We've done mirror flashes with the sun, and we could see things that should be miles behind curvature, but we can see them with today's consumer optics.
Yeah, that is. I'll tell you what. That's one of the things when flat Earth guys start talking about being able to see distances and stuff. And you go, all right. That's the first thing that makes you go. Oh, they do have a point there. What's the thing that usually starts getting people to go, oh wow, maybe they're onto something.
The we can see too far is my favorite because we can see too far, and that's measurable. That's something you can do yourself. Don't believe anything I say. Mm-hmm. Go find the information yourself. And the problem is, it's as I said, it's hard to find. The name of my app is the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's on Android. It's on iOS for Apple. It just follow the videos there, and then there's a question mark on there, and it has every question you guys are going to ask me is in that frequently asked question page, and we have videos. Real videos, illustrated videos, all sorts of stuff that will show you what we're talking about. And then once you see it, you go, huh, Bill Nye the lion guy with the bow tie, he told me that boats go over the horizon because the Earth is a ball, but now I understand why boats appear to go over the horizon. Did you know that after a boat goes over the horizon, you could zoom in on it and bring it back into view again? Well, that doesn't make sense if it's going over a physical horizon.
Right.
How?
How what?
So the one thing you were never taught in school is the angular resolution limits of your eyes. And as things get smaller and smaller in the distance, your eye can't resolve them anymore. And when you're looking at something that's tall in the distance, the angle to the top of the building is higher, or the top of the boat or building, whatever, is a greater angle than it is to the bottom. So the bottom of the boat disappears first because its angular size gets too small. And then on top of that, there's little waves and atmospheric stuff. But we've done experiments even without the atmosphere factoring in, and things disappear from the bottom up, and we can prove it, and we have proved it, and you can do it yourself. Don't believe me, do it yourself. We show you how to do all this stuff.
What about when you're in Australia and the toilets flush the other way?
Yeah, that's a myth. I have two toilets in my house that float, flush, and go in different ways, and I'm not on the equator. That's a myth. It's not true, and it's just the angle that the water goes into the basin.
Okay, you clearly have a reached a lot of people. I mean, all these great podcasts have had you on, whether they believe you or not, and they let you talk about it. And I would imagine that there's somebody out there that has a lot of money that says, David, I'm going to give you what you need, and we are going to travel to the end of the earth. Why have we not done that yet?
So that's very funny that you said that, because that actually is in the works. But it's not the end of the earth. Think of when you go to the edge of a lake, you can't fall off the lake. You get to the edge of the lake, and there's land. Well, that's called Antarctica, and it goes for thousands of miles in all directions surrounding the world pond. And that is off limits to everybody. In 1957, they came up with the Antarctic Treaty.
Yeah.
And that says nobody, no corporation, no person can explore Antarctica independently, period, until the year 2041. They can't even be questioned until the year 2041. And they say it's for environmentalist reasons. You know, we must protect the penguins. We must protect the ice. But meanwhile, we can deforest the Amazon, plant palm oil trees, and do all sorts of stuff.
But we know
somehow,
people have
all the
explored,
nations in the world,
people have explored Antarctica before. I mean, what is the limit? How far they can go?
So you can go on a vacation in Antarctica for $10,000 to $30,000 for a couple of days, and they show you the shoreline, they show you some penguins, they bring you a couple miles out south, not down south, right, and they show you a pole in the ground. It's a ceremonial pole. They tell you it's the North Pole, but you have no way to verify that. Compasses don't work, GPS doesn't work, and it's not the South Pole, because Antarctica is the land that surrounds the world pond.
Now, I like to believe in aliens, and I like to believe in other things. Is there something up in Antarctica that they're hiding besides the flat Earth? I always believed that the reason why they didn't want anybody to go up there is because they had some sort of nuclear base up there or something, you know, to make them have a better position on Russia or something along those lines, or maybe something else that they're hiding. Or is the only reason because they know that we can reach the end of the Earth?
Yeah, so that's a great question. The reason that Antarctica is off limits is because if we went there, we would see that we don't live on a spinning ball, and then everything would unwind from there. However, aliens, extraterrestrials, most people think they're the same thing. Aliens, people say that's demons, spirits. Leave that aside, because I can't prove any of that.
Right.
But extraterrestrials, take the word. Extra is more. Terra is from land, extra land, extraterrestrials. There is more land beyond the shoreline of Antarctica. There may be other worlds out there. There may be other suns out there. There may be rings around our pond with other worlds, or there may be other ponds out there. We don't know, because we're not allowed to go there.
So I've seen your illustration of the flat Earth pond type thing. What is the possibility, in your opinion, that at the edge of Antarctica, we there is no edge, but there is more, there is another pond, there is we're connected to something else?
Yeah, there's a story that was printed in Florida Magazine, which you can no longer find. It was a whole bunch of articles about somebody that supposedly had gone through an opening in Antarctica during the summertime and ended up in an ocean on the other side, and they were lost at sea, and they came across another land. And finally, a boat came out from that land, and the people spoke English and asked them what they were doing here, and they asked where they were, and they said, "You're at the Iron Republic." And the story was that the people that live in the Iron Republic had left the this side of the ice wall or Antarctica in the 1600s because they didn't like the tyranny that was happening back then. Mm-hmm. And they went and they started a new civilization out there. Now, again, what proof do I have of this? It's an interesting story. You can find it in the app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app under Antarctica. And all the people that you think that have circumnavigated in Antarctica or crossed it, we show you how they're lying. We show you their exact course, what they actually did, and what they call circumnavigation. And that'll make you scratch your head right there once you see that evidence.
There are going to definitely be things in the app and in the research of doing this that make you go, all right, I think this guy's crazy, but what about this and what about this? So what about the idea that maybe you're half right? Maybe the Earth isn't flat. But maybe there is some sort of land beyond Antarctica that they don't want us to go to, that there's something else there. I mean, my problem with the Earth being flat thing, and I know that you have an answer for this because I've seen it, but I can't believe that the government or NASA or whoever has had the ability to Photoshop every picture taken from space. Go ahead.
They have, and NASA's never been to space, so there's no other way to do it other than Photoshop or a painting. And all of the space agencies, their sole purpose is to make you think you live on a ball. And I had a hard time with that. I actually discovered Flat Earth before I realized NASA was full of it. And
so you're saying we've never been to space?
Nobody's ever been to space because space doesn't exist as you understand.
So where are they going? I've had astronauts on this show before. Those guys are all liars as well?
100%, except Don Pettit. He actually might be retarded.
Okay, but so a guy who is trained and been away from his family and did all this stuff and now is going to get into a giant ship that's supposedly going to launch him into space, he's just lying and going along with it, him and the entire team, and nobody has come forward and said anything about it?
You know, Gus Grissom tried to come forward, and he hung some lemons on the fake rocket that he was going in, and he died. You know, they put him in the rocket and they burned him to death. So nobody comes forward because they can't come forward. Buzz Aldrin was recently asked by a well-known boxer. I won't mention his name right now, but he met him at an event, and he said, "Hey, Buzz, I know you didn't go to the moon. What's up with that?" Buzz looked at him, smiled, patted him on the back, and said, "You're a smart kid," and walked away.
His way of saying you're a dumb mother effer too.
Yeah, that too. I mean, again, they can't come out because they probably have signed some sort of blood contract that if they do that, you know, the repercussions are not worth it for them, their family or whatever.
Yeah, I always wonder why, like, say a guy like Buzz Aldrin, because he used to get annoyed when you'd ask him about that. He would
knock the one guy out. Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't, if that's the case, I'm going to have something written that's upon my death will be released everywhere. It'll be sent to you and be sent to everybody else who'll get it out there, especially now having the internet at our fingertips.
Let me ask you a question. This is the thing with where he got punched in the face. If you had gone to the moon and somebody said to you, "Hey, I've got $5,000," he had it in his hand, $5,000, say, "Put your hand on the Bible, swear you went on the moon and it's yours." You put your hand on the Bible, say, "Swear I went to the moon," and then grab the money, right? No, but they won't do it.
Yeah, they're also from a different era, and they're you know, tough guy old men and grumpy old bitches, and that's part of the problem there, is that don't tell me I didn't go to the moon. I went to the moon, and I got rocks and all this stuff.
I'm with you, and we could argue this all day long, but let's look at the proof that, let's look at the things that make us think that we live on a spinning ball. What's your number one proof that you live on a ball? I think it's that there's pictures from space. Of the Earth?
The pictures from space. Now, at the same time, I will tell you that I have a giant TV in my house, a big theater TV, and I like to watch the NASA channel where they'll take pictures from the Hubble telescope or whatever. But I was very disappointed to find out that they tell you that all that stuff is just drawn. They tell you they color it all in and all. And I'm like, oh, so basically what I'm looking at is an artist's picture of these things.
One of our researchers got the head guy that runs the Hubble and interviewed him. He had him on a phone conversation and recorded it. And he was asking the guy about the data. The guy was very technical. He was an ex-military guy. And basically the guy admitted he's never seen Hubble. He's never got images directly from Hubble. And there's a thing called SOFIA, which is a telescope mounted in the side of a 747 that goes up to a high altitude and takes pictures. And he proved that some of the stuff that we get from Hubble is actually from SOFIA. Hubble doesn't exist. The height that Hubble is supposedly, according to the heliocentric model, it's like 2,000 or 3,000 degrees up there. Can you tell me what metal can live in 2,000 or 3,000 degrees up there?
I'm looking at it. The Strategic Observatory of Infrared Astronomy is the Sophia plane. That's very interesting. But listen, I like to believe that you're nuts, but I also like to believe that there's some ounce of truth to what you're saying, because even if you're not right, and even if you've you've convinced yourself, or if this is a gimmick for you, either way, I'm happy that you're having success with it. But I also
let me interject.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said I might right, and I'm gonna actually accept that. Where some people say, hey, we can see too far, and they're like, well, maybe the Earth is a bigger ball. Well, the distances that we can see, if the Earth was 1,000 times bigger, we could still see too far. There still would be curvature. And when we use infrared cameras on really clear days and situations, we can see farther than the Earth being 1,000 miles around. Now, is the Earth flat? Well, it's measurably flat. Is it not moving? Well, every single test to prove its movement or sphericity has failed over all time by all scientists. But what we know for sure, you know, there's different models. You know, are there rings around us? Are there other worlds? Is this it? Are we enclosed in a solid dome or energetic dome? What we know for sure is we don't live on a spinning ball flying through an infinite vacuum, because you can't have a high-pressure system next to a vacuum or low pressure without a physical barrier. But I don't believe that space is a vacuum, so maybe we don't need a physical barrier, but there's some sort of barrier enclosing us.
How do you answer asteroids?
So you've never seen an asteroid. What you've seen is some cameras, you know, some car cams, and always in northern Russia, always way, way out of the way. And you see these things coming in at, like, steep, at very shallow angles. You know, they're flying across the sky. And every crater you've ever seen is a perfect circle, okay? Well, that's not something that's coming in at an angle like that. That's something that's coming in at a 90-degree straight-down angle. And so those craters that we see that we're told are asteroids, those are actually methane bubbles. Just look up methane, northern Russia methane bubbles or something. The Earth is, you know, it's either a bubble or some other electromagnetic event that happened, a plasma event, which happens over time.
This is David Weiss. He is the, you don't describe yourself as flat earther, right? That's something else? The government
flat
one?
Flat earth is a weaponized term, but I'll take it. I'm a flat earther. I'm a flat earth researcher. I'm a true earth researcher. I'm the host of the Flat Earth Podcast and creator of the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. One proof, you get a Bitcoin. One proof of the globe, you get a Bitcoin.
Yeah, go and download the app. I mean, for $3, why not? It's not a lot of money. And you can go ahead, and if you're somebody that – I don't have any pictures from space. I've only seen the ones I could download, so I can't counter you in the argument here. But if there's somebody here that could bring some extra proof, I would love it. I would love it for David to have to fork over a Bitcoin to you guys. What is our number one adversary? What is the one thing that's working against this flat planet? I mean, is there something now that we know it's flat that we go, like, we used to be worried about running out of water, we used to be worried about the emissions and ozone and all that? What is the one thing we have to worry about now that we know the Earth is flat?
Yeah, so here's the deal. The one thing we have to worry about right now is the controllers controlling our minds and making us think that we live in this prison where everything's running out. We're running out of water. There's primary water. They teach us about secondary water in school, evaporation, condensation, and precipitation. And that's how water moves around. That's secondary water. The true water is below us and above us. Space, as we know it, is most likely water. The reason in California they're having droughts, and they don't let anyone drill a hole deeper than 300 feet, because they'll hit primary water and then they'll have access to unlimited, pristine, clean water. And they can't have that, because if we have water, they lose control over us. If we have free energy, which is everywhere, they have control over us.
One of the things we were talking about on the show the other day, do you think anybody lives deep underwater in the areas we can't get to?
No, that's a great question, because the deepest hole ever dug, whether the Earth is flat or round, is the Great Borehole in Russia. It's just short of 8 miles. And then when they got down that deep, and by the way, when they were digging, they were using ground-penetrating radar, and they were guessing, all right, there's no more rocks, then they hit rocks. All right, there's no more water, then they hit water. Everywhere, they were wrong every step of the way. Then just before 8 miles, they hit a barrier that they couldn't get through. They couldn't drill through it. They couldn't blow it up. They tried for years. It's an impenetrable barrier. Now, we can drill through anything, but we can't get through this thing. So, you know, we're all brought up on the meme in school showing the Earth ball, you know, with a cross-section taken out of it and showing us all the layers down to the mantle. If the Earth was an apple, they drilled halfway through the skin of the apple, and they were wrong guessing every step of the way, but somehow they know it's at the core. That's all pseudoscience and unsubstantiated nonsense. But because it's in textbooks and people memorize and regurgitate it, they think it's real.
Why? Who knows about this? The president know about this? Who do they tell?
Like,
I found out from watching that one of those documentaries on Netflix that the president is considered a part-time employee. So they don't give him all the information because he's only at post going to be there for 8 years. So he'd have to actually pass an act of Congress to find out all the secret stuff. So I would imagine if Trump was made aware of this, he'd be screaming it from the mountains. By the way, the earth is flat.
Yeah, well, that's a very interesting point, and that's I don't know what Trump knows, but I'm pretty sure Obama knew, because more than a half a dozen times in his speeches, he mentioned the Flat Earth Society, because Flat Earth was getting out on the internet. It's growing. There's millions and millions of us now, but he mentioned in speeches in Congress, over the censorship agreement, meetings in Congress, they mention Flat Earth. They're mentioning Flat Earth everywhere because they're trying to drive people that are thinking of looking into it to the Flat Earth Society. Now, again, the Flat Earth Society is pure disinformation.
Now, are there any, symbols? I don't want to, compare you guys, but I know, in the emails and stuff that came out, there were different symbols or words that were used for the pedophile rings and stuff like that. Are there any symbols or words for the Flat Earthers that come up?
That's interesting. I have no idea. We sometimes hold our hand out, flat hand facing the floor, and that's our symbol.
Okay.
Some people say that's a Mason symbol, but that's only if you hold it to your neck. Symbols, we don't have any symbols.
Okay.
Will you be assassinated at some point?
No,
absolutely not.
Why? I mean, if you're a guy, you're making a lot of noise. If it's something that they're trying to hide, I don't know that I believe you, but I'm listening to you, and I believe you're an educated guy, and you believe what you're saying, or at least you're delivering it in the way you do. So I'm curious to see what your opinion is. So if you're somebody who's actually onto something, and they're like, hey, this Weiss guy is gaining some speed now. He's got these people downloading this app. We killed the astronauts. We can kill this guy easily.
I don't think I'm big enough yet. There's more people making bigger noises than me, and that's not a concern of mine.
Do you want to give me your Bitcoin password in case something happens to you?
Yeah. Sure. What's funny is people say, we've known the Earth is flat for 500 years. Well, back in January of 2020, I interviewed a 102-year-old woman about the World's Fairs, which is a whole nother rabbit hole. And during it, she was telling me something about her fifth birthday party. She remembered everything. I said, where did you go to elementary school? She told me the name of the school, the street it was on, her teacher, her kindergarten teacher's name, kids in her class. She remembered it all. I said, what did they teach you in science about Earth? Now, I had never mentioned Flat Earth to her. She looks me in the eye and she goes, they told me the Earth was flat, but then they changed it years later. And this is a public school in Connecticut. Then we found a woman in Croatia. She said in the 1930s, all of the schools in Croatia were teaching Flat Earth. So then we started looking at microphones.
Yeah, because we hadn't been into space yet.
Well, so, but the thing is, we supposedly knew the Earth was a ball 500 years ago when Aristophanes.
Yeah, but then those guys just assumed they came up with theories and said, oh, the Earth is not flat, it's round, and gravity, and this, that, and the other thing. Right. And then we went up to space, and we were like, yep, those guys are right.
Yeah. So interesting that Universal Pictures in 1927, they had a spinning globe with the exact same model that we have now. Somehow Universal Pictures knew what the globe looked like, 30 years before NASA went into space. So again, you're proving my point.
Yeah.
NASA was created to make you think you live on a ball, and that's your best proof. You have NASA. I can destroy NASA. Actually, just get the app, click the What About NASA, What About Other Space Agencies button, and bring food and water because you're not coming out of that hole for a while.
Well, I love that. I got to tell you, I love to get into rabbit holes and read about this stuff, whether or not it was true, and maybe we'll never find out, but I always find it to be very interesting, and you're definitely an interesting guest. David Weiss, go give out the website and the app again.
The app is the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's by Blue Water Bay. For Android, you have to have operating system 8.0 or better. And iPhone, you have to have an iPhone 6 or better. That's 99% of the people out there. It's $2.99. You can check out my theflatearthpodcast.com. And my interviews are up there. Also, all sorts of other resources, some videos. And that's it. The podcast is available on iTunes, on every podcast player, on SoundCloud. And
it's interesting. I watch it. You're not, sometimes people have these odd theories and they're just idiots screaming at everybody, telling everybody. You present it in a very educational way. And part of me thinks that you are like, no way do I believe this, but I'm banking on it. And I'm like, good for you. Make some money, buddy.
What's the one reason you think you live on a ball? You have one?
Yeah, because I don't think that NASA is able to Photoshop every goddamn picture that's ever been taken by anybody. And, I mean, even people who have been up and... What about that one guy that went up in Red Bull and jumped out of the bungee jumped or whatever he did?
Again, that is a fisheye lens. The entire Earth that he showed was all New Mexico. So New Mexico is now a third of the Earth. If you look at that picture and look at the rivers and stuff, it's all New Mexico. He did two jumps before that where they didn't use a fisheye lens. They didn't televise those, and the Earth was flat and at ground level. If you look on the app and you go into the archive videos right next to the featured video of the day, this month that we did a Red Bull one, and you just watch that and you'll see, oh, my God, that's amazing. Now, was Felix Baumgarten a liar? Maybe. Or maybe he expected to see the curve, and the whole time he was up there, he had a helmet on with a rounded shield on it.
And he also had other things to worry about while he was up there. He may not have been able to tell from where he was. Listen, I enjoy talking to you, whether I believe it or not, but I definitely want more. So I believe that's the key. So I'll go look. I'll look at the app, and I'll look at the thing, and if I come up with anything good, I will come get your Bitcoin, but in the meantime, I'm picking you on our death poll next year because I believe by next year you'll be big enough to be picked off by the government.
One of those is a good bet.
Hey, David, pleasure to meet you, and thanks for coming on the show.
All right, guys, thanks.
Take it easy. There you go, David Weiss. I love a guy like that where whether or not you think he's crazy or not, he is 100% into it.
Yeah.
He is bought into it. He's got answers for you, and I'm
and
not
he's
smart enough.
App.
And he's selling it up. Yeah. But I'm not smart enough to tell you, to argue with the spinning and the I don't know enough about science. Do I think that NASA is lying? Do I think that Google is lying? Do I think that... I think that there's enough people in this world that are willing to face the government that would come forward and say, lies, here's proof, blah, 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 that are bigger than David, that are the Jeff Bezoses of the world.
See, I don't know. I'm not sure how much I buy into his science of that we have a flat Earth, but I definitely buy into the fact that they want to, you know, the higher ups want to control us and what we think and what we know about the Earth and energy thing with when you look into Tesla and how he was able to take energy just out of the air and they bought out all of his patents and they won't let anybody do it. That kind of stuff. I'm like, well, I gotta believe that.
We have police in this society, and we have laws in this society because we want them. Because if they're not there, we have mass chaos, and we have nobody to protect us, and we always want to feel like we're protected. So we will go along with what the government says, even though a lot of times we know it's crap. I mean, that's just how we are. That's just how we are people. And also, there's a lot of negative things that come at us when we're the guys who step forward and say, well, that can't be true, and then they assassinate you, or then you are labeled as a crazy conspiracy person, so you're better off just keeping your mouth shut. So I believe all that. I believe in the control. However, I think the scale of this is too large to hide. And I feel like there's been too many billionaires that like to fly hot air balloons around the world and all that stuff that have been out there that don't really need to rely on the government, that don't need... Like, I mean, look, Julian Assange went against the government. He's still alive, and he's living out there giving out information. It's never said anything about the flat Earth. There has been... what was that guy's name? Kim.com, who is constantly fighting governments and putting out information. There's plenty of people who are out there that have the resources that will leak this information, and this doesn't seem to me like it's... Like, I don't see why... That would be one of the things. Like, they're definitely going to have some issues with people who freak out when you tell them, and then they start worrying, are we going to fall off or what's going on? But if it was flat, they would say, hey, look, through our space exploration and this, that, and the other thing, we found out that we're wrong. And that's a good thing because now we have more planes. There was a way that they could have introduced it a long time ago.
But you know what, also, is if they came out tomorrow and said, the Earth's flat, I'd go, dice. Still same route to work?
Right. Like, that's the other thing. What changes?
Yeah.
Well, like it just shows that they're lying to you and they're keeping stuff from us.
But,
we
know that.
They're not.
We
it's
do
round.
Know that.
Somebody on Twitter said the sight to distance thing was debunked by laser test. And then another person
which
said...
Which it was debunked, but then they have an answer to that, too. I looked it up. I saw that, yeah.
And then another person said he just admitted that the sun exists. So that's a bad argument because he was saying that it's all fake and stuff. Yeah, a lot of people are like, this guy's nuts.
Yeah, I understand having him on the show that he's nuts. Now, do I think he's nuts or do I think he's a good marketer? Do I think he's come up with a strong enough argument to make people buy his $2.99 app and read about it? For $3, I'll get in a wormhole and sit there and read all this stuff. I enjoy this stuff. I find it to be interesting whether or not it proves to be real. I love reading about aliens. Like what he was saying about digging that hole and hitting an impenetrable
thing. Yeah, that's wild.
Okay, so So that very, you know, our theory is always that we have people living underwater and into our crust, and
yeah,
that they've been here for millions of years, and they're, you know, like in that movie in War of the Worlds where they came out when they were ready, that they've been in there for millions of years. Something like that could be possible if there's a thing we can't get through somewhere that's not made of this earth.
Stoned Insomniac on Twitter asked this guy if he has mushrooms growing in his blood.
Look, I find it. I bring it to you for the entertainment value.
Yeah.
If you choose to take it any further, it's up to you guys. But I like him. He was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, surprisingly, yeah.
And he's trying to save us from falling off the earth. So, oh, I know what I wanted to ask him. It's basically that movie that you were in, Galvin, that you got cut out of. Truman Show.
Truman Show, yeah.
Oh, you get in that boat and
the
you just keep going.
Eventually
you're
going to
hit
the wall. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break, I assume?
Yes.
And then we'll be back. But first, Galvin, before we take that break, I'm going to open this app and tell you what I'm going to tell you about, and that is Team Borum Keller Williams. Sorry, I had to get my app open.
I told you.
Shut up. I went out with Jeff Borum the other day, and it's great that I like him as a person as well as a company, because I really feel like if I ever do decide to move and sell this house, that he knows enough about the business and puts more into marketing a home than the average real estate agent, that he could move this house quick. So say I ever lost this job and I had to move, or my son goes to college and we want to move closer to him, I know I got to go quick. I know Team Borum is the place to call. Go to teamborum.com. That's Borham. They are real estate agents, but they go above and beyond. And you'll be able to see some of the success stories that they have had on their website. There have been cases where they have put a house on the market and they were able to tell the homeowner, hey, not only are you going to get more, but you're going to get $100,000 more. Your research is not as good as our research. We know the market better than anybody else. And if you're looking to sell your home and you want to maximize the amount of money you're going to get for that home, Team Borum could do that for you. And there's a lot of changes in the market right now. You know, you see the economy going up. You got a presidential change. You don't know what to believe. Yesterday, the stock market went through the roof. Everything else is falling apart a couple of days before that. But yesterday, the stock market went up. I don't know what the trends are. They do. You want to call somebody you can trust, go to teamborum.com. You could simply Google Team Borum, Borham. Tell Jeff you heard me talking about him on the show and you'd like to help him sell your home. You have a home that you might possibly want to rent, or you're really not sure what to do right now. Let them tell you. Let them guide you. You have options. Let Jeff help you out. Teamborum.com. We'll take a quick break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.